I found that it's interesting to find sometimes that there are differences in different editions of the Chumashim with regard to Targum. Some are more accurate than others. I'll give you one example. I think the Chumashim that you all have contained something incorrect. Look at Parak Chav Dalet in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Rivka Achu Shmo Laban, Vayaretz Laban El Ha'ish Achutz El Ha'ayin. So the pasuk says, "Urahatas vayaratz." I'm sorry. Rivka achu shmei Laban urahat Laban levas guvra. So notice. So it says, "El ha'ish levas guvra." Levas is like a word that's a connecting word when you're saying toward or to. So you say levas, but that's only when it's a person or a bal chai. So then look at the rest of the pasuk. Levara. Now, I have my chumash, which is Torah Chaim chumash, Levara le'ena. What do most of you have?
Levas.
That's not correct. You see, because when it's not to a Baal Chai or to an Adam, it's not levas. It's le'ena. That's the difference. Rahat lavan levas guvra, levara le'ena. So if you're noticing, you're reading a targum and it says levas, and it's not a person or an animal, or Baal Chai, then it shouldn't be with Levas. That's something that Parshegan points out, and it's pretty consistent, of course, with Unklus. You can see, again, in a later Pasuk, look at the next Pasuk, you see, Vayavu El Ha'ish, V'hinei Omed Al HaGmalim Al Ha'ayin. Look at that, Va'asa Levas Guvra. Right, so again, it's Levas. All right, let's see a few others. Again, we're not going in chronological order. Let's go to Pasuk Nuntes. Vayishalchu es Rivka achosam ves menikta es Eved Avraham ves Anasha. Now, how does the Targum translate Vayishalchu? Vishalachu. Interesting. Basically takes the same word and just puts it in Aramaic. But that's not always the case. Go back to Parshas Lech Lecha with Avram coming out of Mitzrayim. So then he's sent out by Paro. And the Pasuk says here, Vayishalchu oso ves ishto ves ko ha-shalo. That would be in Pasuk, in Perek Yud Beis. The last Pasuk there, Pasuk Chaf. Says the Targum. So how does he translate Vayishalchu? Milashim being malavet, to escort. That's over there. And over here, Vayishalchu is this, he says, Vishalachu. What's the difference? Churit Pashit, because what does it mean over here? What is the Shiluach over here? It's not the meaning of being malaveh. It means sending away. Look at the psukim earlier. Shalchuni ve'elchol adoni. Eliezer is not asking for an escort. Shalchuni ve'elchol adoni. What is he saying? Send me away. And then it says vayishalchu. Shalchuni, says the Targum. Shalchuni, the same word. Shalchuni. This is Meduyik in the Ramban. I picked up on the Ramban also. The Ramban doesn't quote Unklus. The Ramban Kemat says this as well. Let's find the Ramban here. See it now. Let's see. Sorry. Well, meanwhile, I'll tell you the following. It's against the Radak. Because then I looked at the Radak. The Radak teaches over here. Vayishalchu lavan ukrovav. Zeus amar achusam, believu osam akide shir halaloyim. So you see that the Targum is meduyak. He doesn't want to learn Pshat. The Radak. The Radak learns by Yishalchu means there must have been some people that they sent her, they sent along for some kind of amount of being melave. And the Targum doesn't want to touch it as that way. He wants to touch it as just sending away. Okay. Oh, here's the Rebbe. Yeah, I have it in the Rebbe. Here's what it is. Bataka Bivka B'naru Seha. It's on the Pasuk Samach Aleph. So it says in Rabban, Siper HaKasub Ki Achar Shinasnu Rishus Shetelech Rivka Umeinikta Be'evet Avram Ba'anashav Kama Rivka B'kara Naru Seha. Now what is Rabban paraphrasing? He's paraphrasing the Pasuk of Aishalcho Rivka HaKosam Bes Meinikta. Says Rabban, Siper HaKasub Ki Achar Shinasnu Rishus. How does that parallel the pasuk? The pasuk by Yishalchu is Rivka Achosu Vesmeinikta, and then the Ramban in the next pasuk says, "Sipra Kasu, but Talka Mifun Arsah Ke'acha Shenasnu Rishus Shetech Rivka Meinikta." So the Ramban, in his beautiful Lishanu Azav, he's explaining. Meanwhile, Mitoch Advam, you see what is he doing? He's teaching by Yishalchu as Nasnu Rishus. Not to be malave. Afuke the Radak, and again, consistent with Targum Unkus. The emphasis is that the word Vayishalach, that's another idea. You can, you know, Vayishalach can mean, you have to know, you have it later in Parashas Miketz, maybe see for a second, when they sent Vayigash, when they sent the brothers back, Yosef sent the brothers back. Vayishalach es echav vayelechu. Vayom alem al tirgizu badorech. What's that? Vayishalach es echav vayelechu. Is that melave or is that sending away? No, anyway, you always have to know. There's all, you know, there's different ways to translate each time. It's just Targum Mem Hei Pasuk Chav Dalet. There the Targum says Vayishalach. Yes, acholi. I think there's a chizkuni, if I'm mistaken, on that pasuk after. Check, I don't have it here in front of me. Okay. Another one or two. Chav Dalet Samach Vav. Vayisapra Eved Yitzchak. V'ishtai Abdel Yitzchak. The word Sipur, V'ishtai, to tell over. V'ishtai, it's an ayin. To tell over, to relate. There's a Rashi in Parshas Shmos. Vayishu B'divrei Shaker. They should not speak. It means to speak, to tell over. Okay, there's also a Rashi that's sensitive to Targum here earlier in the parasha. The Rashi is in Chav Dalet Yutes Batachal Hashkoso. And then it says, "Vatomer gamlig malacha eshav adim kilu lishtos." Says the Targum, "Vatachal is to finish, v'sheitzias." That means to finish. You know, to finish, to be depleted. The lashon of kares is also v'sheitzei, finished up. That's it. End. Then it says, "Adim kilu lishtos." So it's the same Hebrew. Shoresh, right? Vatechal and Inkilu. But what does the Targum say? Adi Sapkun Limishte. Rashi says, Inkilu Desi Pukan Shizui Gmash Diyasan Kishishasu Desi Pukan. Rashi's a little more mefurish also. I think later on. Rashi wants to show you the difference between. The meaning here, kilu, means isapkun, they had enough to drink. Not they finished drinking, but they had enough to drink. There's another Rashi like this in Miketz. Let me see, Avi, just a second. The Rashi in Miketz. There's a Rashi in Miketz, Mem Gimel Beis. And this Indian as well. A long Rashi. Kashe kigu lecho es ha-shever. Now, they write here in the Targum, Katsapiku, Ayin Rashi. Okay, you see the Rashi there? Katsheitziu. The Rashi wants you to understand there, it's Katsheitziu, but Metargum, Katsapiku, Toa. Kasha, Kihu, Hagmalim, Lishtos. That's what we have here. Kasha, Kihu, Hagmalim, Lishtos, Awida. You have the other Pasuk. So that is translated as Katsapiku, Kishishasu, Desipukam, Hukmashtiyasam, Aboze. Kasha, Kihu means when the Ocha was finished. Katsheitziu. The Rashi wants you to correct the Targum that you have in front of you. So they say Katsapiku, but they tell you, I am Rashi. Now you have to know. Rashi tells you to change the word and say different. Okay, good. Thank you.